You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
You know, I don't feel very well today. I think I did not eat it. And I'll tell you something else, too. I'm very fond of animals, and I once went to the zoo. You know, I like to study animals when I've nothing much to do. And I had some sandwiches with me, made of pepper, sauce and chutney. My auntie makes them up for me, she's got a pub at Putney. Well, I thought as I was tasting one, it seemed a little odd. When an elephant stretched out his trunk and scoffed a blooming lot. Well, he didn't order it, and you ought to have seen him bunk. No, he didn't order it. There were sparks all round his trunk. The keeper yelled, "You give me a bite, I gotta go and get it." I said, "Well, taste it first, and you'll find out why he didn't order it." I still don't feel very well, though. I once went to the Derby to see the horses run. And there I saw the fairground, and I thought I'd have some fun. I saw some freaks and waxworks and acrobats on boards, and a little bloke in coloured tights who said he swallowed swords. Well, I had a friend of mine with me, a bloke they called Jim Mullet. He said, "I'll do that," and grabbed a sword and shoved it down his gullet. Well, no, he didn't know it. And the bloke didn't half get mad. He said he didn't order it. That's the only sword I had. I said, "Well, if you want it back, I'm afraid you'll never get it, because it never had no handle." See? He didn't order it. There's a certain chap in Europe who's got the tummy ache. He's taken bits of Europe that he didn't ought to take. And he's got up everybody's nose to such a great extent, he'd get the raspberry anywhere, no matter where he went. He was told he'd clean up everyone. They said he couldn't fail. But he went to further day bits a certain lion style. Look out, I'm alive. Well, he didn't order a bit. And he still don't think he's wrong. No, he didn't order a bit. But I'm sure it won't be long before he finds out one thing, and we'll all make him admit it, that the lion's tail is don't half Swiss. No, he didn't order a bit.
Thank you. It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and I'm calling this edition More Than I Can Chew, because sometimes there's just too much. And I'm not referring to this show, by the way. It's just all the other little things in life that gang up on one. But this show is going to be, we're doing it. My goodness, we're doing it. Jack Warner, I Didn't Order a Edit, 1939, and that's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel, for various reasons. Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings, Mile or No Bird Rag, 1936. I like those sides. There's only a few of his band sides, and I think I have all of them now, which was a good one to get. Willard Robeson with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. Yes, there's our usual theme, and I hope you got your suitable beverage if you're impatient with that. If you want this or any other playlist to Radiola, check out Radiola blog, and you can get there just by typing Radiola into your search engine, and that way the NSA will know that you have good taste in music. Yes. We want to encourage that, see? Maybe they'll get an idea about it, and then they'll try to prevent it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior with many things going on. So we're gonna spin those plates. Well, I still have all my own teeth, which I've noticed lately. The Rangers. Speaking of birds, this has some weird surface noise, but I thought I would play it anyway. The Rangers, Sam Lannon Group, which is could have been the Broadway Broadcasters, Scrappy Lambert in 1927 on Lincoln. You don't like it. Not much. Thank you.
when I feed you and when I feed you and such. You don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much. When I kiss you and when I tell you your lips are thrilling to touch. You don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much. When I hold you close in my arms a while, you love it, you sigh, and then you smile. Contented when I press you and I caress you and say I love you and such. You don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much.
Thank you.
The Vanderbilt Orchestra, that's Harry Archer in 1927 as well. These are all from 27. On Vocalion, one of my straggling Vocalions that I transferred a while ago, but I guess it's getting to be that time of year for some suitable observance of something. Yankee Rose, yes, and why not? For those in the South, you know, just live with it. We all have to. Missouri Jazz Band, that's Bob Herring Group, Leroy Montezano, My Sue, and that goes out to, well, the person who always listens to the show with me, of course, 1927. Yes, I listen to my own show, and amazing as that may seem, and there's another person here who does as well, who usually tells me what's wrong with it, or what's right with it. Occasionally that happens, too. Mostly that happens, actually. The Rangers, Sam Lennon, Scrappy Lambert, You Don't Like It, Not Much. Not much you don't. 1927. And that's what I say about Radiola. Yes, even people who don't like it. And that's the best I can say. And I'm Andy Sr., and people who don't like me really don't like me. But they have good reasons for that, I'm sure. Harry Richman in 1927, and this is how I feel. What does it matter?
Troubles and worries may darken the day. Shadows may frighten the sunshine away. Winds may blow over the land and the sea. But as long as there's you and there's me, what does it matter? If the sun won't shine, long as you are mine, what does it matter? What does it matter if the clouds appear, long as you are near, what does it matter? Life is never one sweet song. Things are liable to go wrong. What does it matter? Long as I love you and you love me too, what does it matter? What does it matter if the sun won't shine? But as long as you are mine, so what does it matter? What does it matter if all the dark clouds appear? And as long as you are near, so what does it matter? Because life is never one sweet song, and it's all these little things that are liable to go wrong. So what does it matter? As long as I love you and you love me too, what does it matter?
Thank you. hear the same grind. 50 years ago, it was a Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. Now everybody, what about that Georgia grind?
Lighting up your eyes are blue. I just whispered, dear, I love you. There was nothing else to do.
Seeger Ellis in 1929 on OK. That's a test pressing. Pressed on vinyl, actually, as opposed to the usual shellac that we offer on this show. And there was nothing else to do, 1929. Ostensibly, Louis Armstrong is in there. He's not dominating, but that's in the discography. And so we're playing it as a Louis Armstrong record. He's in there somewhere, and he should be, definitely. Edmonia Henderson with the Jelly Roll Morton group, Georgia Grind, 1926. And yes, that's, well, if there's nothing else to do, you might as well do that. And that's off the Jelly Roll Morton Rarities CD on Jazz Oracle. That's fairly recent, and you should buy it. You should buy any available recordings that I play if they're on CD or pay for them anyway. It's always a good thing to do. Harry Richman, What Does It Matter? 1927. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I bit down on something last night, and I'm gonna have to deal with it. And that's all. I eat hot dogs twice a year, and the luck of the draw finally caught up to me. I don't know how you break a tooth on one of those, but I guess you can. If the dog has a bone, you don't want to take it away from him. that's how it works in our house. The Oriole Orchestra, 1922, Brunswick, Oriole Blues.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton's Kings of Jazz on that Jelly Roll Morton CD on Jazz Oracle, and I'll link to that. Of course I will. Fishtail Blues, 1924, and I believe that was from his autograph session, which means it is slightly electrically recorded, and they did that in 1924. It wasn't the best process, but they were finding their way with it. The Western Electric one sounded better, but that was, people were experimenting. People are still experimenting, but I don't want them to tell me about it. They can keep their researches to themselves, as far as I'm concerned, because it's bound to be nefarious. Gene Radamich's orchestra, Sunshine of Mine, great, wonderfully recorded, Brunswick of 1924. Actually sounds better than the electric attempt. And Oriole Orchestra, Oriole Blues, a bit crunchy, but we like that band, 1922. On Brunswick. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the I'm much better keeping things out of my mouth, that's all, including dinner. Here's Billy Murray in 1916. When you drop off at Cairo, Illinois, and I have to visit there someday.
Out in Cairo, where the sun beats down with all its might. Out in Cairo, where a big red moon shines every night. Where the balmy breezes are blowing. where the rippling waters are flowing. To my native land, if you are going, don't forget to take in all the sights. When you drop off at Cairo, Illinois, a delegation at the station will meet you. You're bound to like each Cairo girl and boy. Each native's manner is so hale and hearty. It's like a family party down where the old Ohio flows. To the Mississippi, you'll find a new kind of joy. A brand of sunshine you will find that's hotter than the Egypt kind when you drop off at musty, dusty Cairo, Illinois. When you drop off at Cairo, Illinois, a delegation at the station will meet you. You're bound to like each Cairo girl and boy. They know each latest song and newest story. They've just learned Annie Laurie down where the old Ohio flows. To the Mississippi, you'll find a new kind of joy. High Henry's minstrels are immense, but John Drew plays to 80 cents when he drops off at musty, dusty Cairo, Illinois.
Everything a little gal should be. Oh, how he raves, how he behaves. Just a little love that I can't see. He doesn't see her every day, but when she passes by, you'll hear him say, there she goes, on her toes, all dressed up in her Sunday clothes. My best girl, just like sweet Rosie O'Grady, she's just a sweet little lady. Calls me up, yes, now and then. Calls me down, only when I'm too smart. Since we've been acquainted, the church is newly painted. I guess the preacher was wise from the start. What a pal, and what a gal. Just as sweet as frivolous thou, my best gal. just as sweet as frivolous now, my best girl.
Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra. That's Arthur Fields on the vocal. Mary Lou, 1926, on Path the Actuelle. Slightly rumbly, and there's Arthur, who our local... I need to hear Arthur Fields frequently. He kind of gives me that frame of reference. The song itself, I have mixed feelings about, because, I have... some of an antipathy toward it, not because it's a good tune. It's just that, my father was thrown out of a job in 1974 by somebody named Mary Lou. And since then, the song has always, rankled me. But it's a good record. And so at a personal sacrifice to my own sanity, I'm playing it for you today. Nick Lucas, 1924, My Best Girl. And I have to play Nick Lucas as often as I can. He's just wonderful and amazing musician, and his singing is good. And even on acoustic, he sounds good. Brunswick, they always did a good job. Billy Murray on Victor in 1916, When You Drop Off at Cairo, Illinois. And that might have a couple of bumps and cracks in it, but we got the sound out of it that we could. This is Radiola, and we maintain a lot of trauma in the archives. Occasionally we trot it out and show it to visitors, and they usually remark on how we should have given it to the Salvation Army years ago, but that's Yes, and I didn't really begin to enjoy myself until I was about 26 years old, so there's so much that happened before that. I'm still trying to get over. And this is Radiola, and that's the best I can say for any of that. This is even better, though. This is this century. I got to set my watch. Last year, 2012, Brian Wright went over to Britain to record Alex Mendham and his orchestra in Britain, yes, in beautifully recorded session, and that's on Whistling in the Dark. That's the Rivermont CD, which I urge you to buy. Brian records things with maintaining the proper dynamics. So many CDs these days are so... they're so overmodulated, or everything is always pinned to the high level, and that does happen, and it doesn't help the sound any. So when you have the maintain the proper sound qualities, it's much the sound is much better. Well, here's Alex Mendham, who's a young guy. He's terribly young. He's so young. he's very young. Yes, and in English too. Here's Home. From 2012 on Whistling in the Dark on Rivermont.
Thank you. too.